Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 8th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were March corn up 2¾ cents at 496¾, March wheat up 2 cents, 644¼, and March beans up 15 cents at 1370¼. We did sell 204,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. We're expecting very good rains in Brazil over the weekend and a changing pattern to maybe a little bit wetter out there, which could be very helpful for their corn and soybean crops. Some rains in Argentina. One of the strikes in Argentina was settled, and now farmers are saying that if the government doesn't lift the corn export ban, that they're going to go on strike. So the government is rethinking that position. Well, we were still higher in the corn anyway, certainly higher in the beans. I'm not sure, you know, why the beans were so strong overnight. We know that the report on Tuesday is going to be or should be friendly for the beans with carryout at 140. It's down 35 million. I'm not sure it's going to be down that much when it's all said and done, but that may be the number we'll see. Does that justify, you know, $14 beans out here? I just don't think so. Not when, you know, we're getting right into the brunt of the Brazilian, not in the brunt of it, but we're starting to get combines rolling in Brazil, much better weather, and in the next 30 days, these crops can really be helped by a lot of rains out there. You know, the contract high is at 1378¼, I think it is, got up to 1375 overnight. We closed at 1370 and change. You know, we're only 8 cents away from a new contract high. Maybe we do it again. I don't know. But I think we're getting to the point with the funds as long as they are and market overbought as it is, that it's very rarefied air up here. Same thing with corn. We're near record long corn positions. Our size relative strength indexes are through the roof. You know, I'm just not willing to jump on this bandwagon here. We sold a little bit more beans in my managed bushels program yesterday, just to capture some of these higher prices, and we'll look to, you know, sell more as the days go on out here. I'm just, you know, I think we've got a lot of resistance, a dime overhead in this bean market, and, you know, and then we got to get through the report on Tuesday. The corn numbers don't look like, to me, like they justify $5 corn out here. The average guess is 1.6 billion bushels. That's only down 100 million. I don't think that justifies it. Argentinian corn down a million and a half. Brazilian corn down 2.5. But if they get the rains, this could certainly improve. So I'm just not buying that, you know, corn's worth $5 out here. Not with the funds as long as they are. You know, maybe we get a blip on the report day. But I just, unless it's 120 on the beans or lower or under 1.3 on the corn, I just don't think these prices can hold up in here. But, you know, I've been wrong for the last month or so, and the market just keeps going higher despite everything else that's going on in the world. So we'll have to see. But certainly the cheaper dollar is going to help a little bit at some point, but I don't know. Can we extend this thing past Tuesday? I'd be very, very skeptical of that. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.